Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the Opel Commercial Vehicles range. We have your van.
First, though, to that breaking news, and the Department of Agriculture has informed the owners of three mink farms in Ireland that their mink are to be culled to halt the potential spread of a mutated form of COVID-19. For the very latest on this now, I'm joined on the line by Fran McNulty, RTE's agriculture and consumer correspondent. Fran, this just breaking in the last few moments. You understand that the owners of the three mink farms in Ireland have been told by the Department of Agriculture that this cull is to go ahead.
Yes, Claire, they were told that within the past 24 hours, and it comes on foot of a letter from the chief medical officer, Dr. Tony Holland. He wrote to Martin Blake, who's the chief veterinary officer in the Department of Agriculture, earlier this week, and told him that he had consulted with public health colleagues. They had looked at the situation in Denmark, where this mutated form of the virus had been found, and they had decided that there was a need to move urgently to cull the mink population here. Now, it sounds dramatic, Claire, that, you know, culling, I think around 100, 120,000 mink across the three farms. However, I understand that from sources within the Department of Agriculture this morning that cull is not going to happen until the current mink that are in the farms are pelted. Now, some people may find some of this content slightly disturbing, Claire. So I'll talk people through it as briefly and in as little detail as I can. Pelting involves removing the skin from the mink after they've been euthanized on the farms. So all of these three farms will be allowed harvest fur from the mink that are there this season. They will be allowed to do that, but they will not be allowed breed further.
Okay.
And that's effectively the phasing out.
And we know the government had committed to that. So is this the end of the business, the end of the line for mink farming in Ireland?
Yes, I suppose what has happened, this variant that was found in Denmark and in some other locations as well, has hastened what has already in the programme for government. It was committed to. In fact, the previous minister, Michael Creed, had made some moves on it as well. And it was in the programme for government. It was something the Green Party felt strongly about. And the Department of Agriculture and the minister have wasted no time in telling mink farmers here, up front, this is it. This is the end of the line. We had committed to do it. It's being phased out, and this is it. It begins here, and
Fran, the COVID variant has not been found in mink here, farmed mink here.
No, and in fact, when this first emerged and when the World Health Organization contacted the various governments and affiliates to inform them of this, one of the first things that was done was the industry provided carcasses to inspectors from the Department of Agriculture. They were tested, and we confirmed last week that those tests had all come back negative. So there has been no variant of it. And Claire, biosecurity is really key, and as in other farming sectors, really the number of people who come into mink farms is very low, and that the industry would have hoped that they could help control things in that manner, but the department wasting no time in calling them in to tell them, no, you're done, you can pelt what you have, you can fulfil the orders that you have, but then things are over. And remember, Claire, Denmark made a very dramatic announcement. They're one of the biggest producers of mink fur in the world. 15 million mink every year are pelted. They made a dramatic decision to cull the entire herd. And that was, the brakes were put on that pretty quickly, and that decision was reversed, notwithstanding the fact that millions and millions of mink were culled. And in fact, the agriculture minister in Denmark has had to resign over the affair because it was found that it was an illegal recommendation. And even the prime minister there now is coming under pressure as a result of what they decided
to
do.
And I wonder, is there a legal basis for ordering it here?
I think that's what we're looking at. The decision to allow the mink that are there be pelted is probably what that's about. It's about an awareness of what happened in Denmark. That, you know, I think two things happened in Denmark. There was there was actually an investigation conducted, and it was found to be an illegal recommendation. But furthermore, it quickly turned to talk of compensation in Denmark. And if you were going to a business and saying you have to basically wipe out, you can't fulfil your orders, your business is closed, it turns to compensation, and they're probably is one eye to that here as well.
No.
So they will be allowed to proceed to a certain extent,
okay,
but no further.
And Fran, no mention of the 35,000 mink living in the wild.
No, mink are a solitary animal, Claire, and people have talked a lot about the wild population. The mink that are in the wild here effectively escaped from mink farms. In some cases, they were set free by activists. In other cases, they just escaped. But they are solitary. So there's less risk, we are told, of them coming into contact with humans, therefore less risk of them contracting COVID, which they could then mutate and send on. But what's interesting in the correspondence sent by Tony Holohan to the Department of Agriculture, which I've seen this morning, he says that if this mutated or variant form of COVID was to become the dominant strain of COVID-19 in the community, then it would be a really big problem. There's never been a suggestion that has happened or will happen. So really, this is utter caution to prevent anything which could impact or lessen the effectiveness of a vaccine which could come.
Fran, thank you very much for bringing us that breaking news this morning. I want to go for some reaction now on this to Redmond O'Hanlon. And you might remember we spoke to Redmond very recently on the programme, a retired fir farmer of 30 years. Redmond, good morning.
Good morning, Claire.
What do you make of this news?
Absolutely shocking. Shocking, especially seeing as there has been no cases of the mutated virus on a mink farm. And mink farms are one of the most isolated of all types of farms, you know. The reaction would be like telling farmers that, there's a case of foot and mouth up in Donegal, so all cattle in Ireland have to be culled in case you all get it or something like that. But it's very interesting that America and Russia and Canada and China and all God knows how many other countries in the world, they all have mink farms, and so far we haven't heard of any of them having to cull their breeding stock and get out of business. You know.
Do you accept what the CMO is saying, the chief medical officer, that if this mutation became the dominant strain of COVID-19 in this country, that we would have serious difficulties?
Yes, there's an if there, if there was a case of it found, but there hasn't been. Now, also, you could say the same with regard to dogs. I heard a report once that a dog can get it, and one or two dogs in America got it. Shall we put all the dogs down? Let's see what the reaction would be from the Irish people if that happened.
I think the difference is that this is a mutated strain that's particular to mink. But this is the end of the industry. Do you accept that?
Oh, I imagine it has. Well, certainly in this country, with the Greens dominant now, you know, they're anti-animals, so they are. They're just bicycles.
I think
that's all they want.
They're pro-animals, I think. Okay, well, look, we may try and get reaction from them over the course of the morning as well. Redmond, good to talk to you again. Thanks for taking our call.